On this day, we celebrate the feast of a very popular saint, especially in Eastern Europe, but also among many Catholics in the United States and South America as well. It is the feast of the bishop and martyr, Saint Josaphat. His last name was Kunchevich. Saint Josaphat was born in what is today modern-day Poland, of a very good and noble family, of insofar as their religion, their religiosity was concerned. The only thing was that they were not Catholic. They were Orthodox, Ruthenian Orthodox, and thus were not part of the whole church, as it is taught. In the meantime, at that time, there was a great resurgence, and there had been for a long time, but the rulers stopped it. But this time, for some reason, maybe the rulers were more towards the Latins, or perhaps they didn't care. Either way, the bishops of Eastern Europe, almost all of them, signed a treaty with the Holy See, with the Holy Father, and renewing themselves and uniting themselves back to the union of the Holy Catholic Church. Now, of course, this was a very difficult move and a controversial move, and so therefore not all the bishops and priests and people were in favor of it. So there was a lot of controversy. Saint Josaphat entered the Basilian monastery in, I believe it was in Lvov, and eventually converted most of them to the Catholic faith. And as the treaty had been signed, anyone who wanted to become a Roman Catholic, even though keeping their own rituals, their own mass, and so forth, was able to do so. And they came back to the church by droves. But a lot of them resented this. And there is, even now, today, a great resentment in the Eastern rites of the church, as well as the Orthodox communions, against the Holy See. And the reasons are many, and we cannot go into them. But St. Joseph didn't care about any of that. He wanted to be in union with the Holy Father, and he was made an archbishop and metropolitan in Polotsk, and then began his continuation to unite as many of the Eastern Europeans to the Holy See, to the Holy Father. And he proclaimed very openly, very defiantly to those who hated him, and there were many, that he would very gladly give his life for the Pope and for communion with the Pope. And so he was taken at his word. One day when he was coming out of a mission that he was preaching in one of the churches, a group of them, including an Orthodox bishop and some priests and seminarians and so forth, approached him. And he said, "What can I do for you?" And they took out their swords and their hatchets, and they cut him to pieces, finally striking him in the head. And then they threw his body in the river from which it was retrieved. Now it is in glory in the Basilica of St. Peter. But of course, this was the blood that was necessary for the conversion of a great majority of the Orthodox back to the Catholic faith. And we hope in this day and age that St. Josaphat is also praying for them. Now the rituals that St. Josaphat and the Ruthenians, the Catholic Ruthenians, followed, and the Ukrainians, are the same mass as the Russians or the Greek Orthodox, except it is in the Old Slavonic that was invented by Saints Cyril and can't think of the other name right now. Either way, Methodius. Either way, It is very beautiful. I have been to that ritual many times because, one, it's Catholic, two, it's valid, three, when there was no Gregorian rite available anywhere and the masses everywhere were becoming hideous, then we would go to that mass and it would be very beautiful and very fulfilling. And when I went to Rome, I made connection with the Pontifical Ukrainian College, where on this day I would have been invited to a splendid banquet and to a splendid liturgy in their language, which I understood somewhat. And so I recommend that if you're ever in a place where there is no traditional mass, then try to find a Ukrainian Catholic church. It is very, very beautiful. And so today we honor Saint Josaphat. In the next few days we will honor other great bishops of the church, and so we give thanks to God. And of course, the scriptures, the church always teaches that Jesus Christ is the high priest, such as Aaron was the high priest in the Old Testament, such as Melchizedek, who is really Christ, and that we too, in this New Testament, have high priests. And those who do not believe in this, that is their problem. We need to pray for their conversion. In the meantime, I will end with the Kyrie in the Old Slavonic, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi.